All right, let's get Ben Gleeben here, a host of the show Idiot
there
Test.
He is.
Of the Game Show Network. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
Just like
what's
he
going
does
on
television.
Yeah. Because I bought the wardrobe. I don't know how to dress myself.
You didn't have any of this nice stuff before the show
started.
Hell
no.
No. No, no. I dress very, very poorly when I'm left to my own choices.
Yeah. A lot of guys are like that.
So
yeah.
when you were growing up, were you a fan of game shows?
I was. I was a fan of game shows. Loved Double Dare.
Oh, yeah.
Always wanted to crawl around in slime looking for flags. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a dream that's never come true. And I loved Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
No whammies.
Yeah.
Stop.
That should have been a home game where you could just stop before whammies and then get whammies. That didn't happen either. That dream did not come true.
Mm. Yeah. So, when I was young, Tic-Tac-Joe, Wink Martindale, one of my favorite game show hosts of all time. Is there somebody that you would that you look up to in the game show host world?
Well, Wink Martindale, I've met him a couple times through the
I know.
Yeah,
Jesus.
At the company picnic or something?
There was a company picnic, and Wink Martindale and I love to play patty cake, duck, duck, goose, and then get stoned in my car. It's a real good time. That is not true. I would never throw Wink under the bus like that. Wink, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wink, wink. He's a great guy. He's very nice, actually. I've met him a couple times, but I don't know if he does drugs. You know, maybe he should. Maybe he should do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
The show, I said idiotist or idiot test.
I heard you say that. I was driving up. And, you know, some people mispronounce it and say idiotest, and that's just stupid. But the way that
Which is
you,
kind of perfect.
It is perfect. Yeah, people mispronounce the name of the show, they already failed the first idiot test.
You go home.
So it is pronounced idiot test, but your reasoning of calling it calling it idiotist, like the most idiotic, was very clever.
Thank you.
So that is the smartest way to stupidly pronounce the show name.
Thank you very much.
It's the best you could do.
He will be flying high on that little bit of information.
And this is based on the app that came out several years ago, right?
It is, yeah. It's a very popular app. Millions of people.
Oh, so addictive.
Yeah, it's very addictive
app.
Damn
it! Okay, go back to the game. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I didn't even understand why. I never played the app, and I didn't understand why the show was called Idiot Test, and they asked me to host this run-through of it in the conference room, and they gave me this sample deck, and the first test, I took it, and I'm staring at the thing, and I can't get the answer right. And I just gave up, and I'm like, oh, what is the answer? And it was so obvious staring me in the face, and literally I couldn't out loud, just came out of my mouth. I said, I'm an idiot. I'm that's what
I'm talking about. There we go.
You're hired.
This guy gets it.
Yeah, they wanted the stupidest person they could find to host the show. They called me. I figured out how to pick my phone up eventually, and I was hired. It was great.
And it's in its second season now, right? It's going to start its second season tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, yeah. Second season starts on April 1st. We're really the stupidest day possible to debut a show.
That's perfect.
Nobody believes me. I'm like, April 1st, we debut.
Well,
like,
hang on
okay.
a second, or do they debut tomorrow?
Yeah. I don't even know. Maybe it's an elaborate prank and you don't.
You don't even host a show.
No.
This has all been an April Fool's.
Yeah. We shot 65 episodes as a prank to me so I can impress my parents. And then I'm going to come home, have a big viewing party at my house, and alas, there will be no damn show.
Nothing.
So that's not great.
Right.
You do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
You have your podcast.
Yep.
And then you've been on Chelsea lately as far as like the panel and stuff. And,
yeah.
And now he says here you're going to be in the new movie. Star in it, Kevin Smith's new movie, Jay and Silent Bob's super groovy cartoon movie.
That is true, yeah. Yeah, the movie actually it was just released on Netflix. It went straight to Netflix. Mm. And it's a cartoon. I play a super villain named News Group. I try to kill Jay and Silent Bob.
Nice.
And that's good. And I fall in a tub of acid, as many super villains do.
Yes.
And, I'm an animated evil doer. And that's the way it is. I'm sort of like the ISIS of animated characters.
What is do you use your voice or do you try to use it? Like most people go, whoa,
Yeah, no, I don't do that, Heidi.
No,
I don't
right?
know why.
This is why I'm not a voice
no
actor.
No callbacks,
yeah.
right?
Not one.
Yeah.
Not even an audition.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the most standard voice they could have done. So I would not. Can you imagine if I really just did that? I would say, oh, ha, ha, ha. And that's not even the line. I just did that laugh.
Right.
For some reason, I just do that laugh. It's not even like a mean character. I'm working at like a 7-Eleven. I'm like, oh, ha, ha, Slurpees. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, it makes no sense that I would do that.
That guy sounds evil.
Ben Gleeben hanging out with us, host of the Game Show Network show, Idiot Test.
No, it's Idiotist. I'm kidding. It's Idiot Test.
You know, Idiotist? I think you should.
They're changing
should
season it. Two.
Yeah.
Have you ever played the game Dirty Minds?
I've seen it. I've seen it. I've not played it.
It's like the it's a home game that you play. But yeah. I don't know if they could ever turn this into a game show on the Game Show Network. But I thought since you are hosting a game show, let's just play a game between you and Heidi. Now this is how you play Dirty Minds. I will give you clues. All you, it's one word answers. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is guess what I'm describing. Okay.
Okay.
Penises.
All right. Vagina.
Did I get it?
Are we winning?
not yet. Wait for the clue.
Oh, okay.
First clue. When you get me wet.
Penises.
I can start to make noise.
Oh. Vaginas.
When you.
Okay. She's going with vaginas. What you going
when
with?
You get me wet, I can start to make noise. Oh, my God.
Playing Dirty Minds.
Seals.
Dirty.
No, not seals. Want another clue? All right.
Yeah.
If you bang my box, I could spew all over you.
I'm going back to vaginas. Going right back. Right back to vaginas.
Okay, final clue. Final clue. Still not vagina. You really want to eat me in the morning.
I'm going back to seals. that's fair.
Yeah. Any clue, Heidi?
I'm going to go with a cereal.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, it is cereal. Cereal.
Oh, look at me. I guess the mind's not so dirty.
Dirty mind.
I guess none of you have ever eaten a seal in the morning.
No, my answer is going to be vaginal cereal. Is it vaginal cereal?
Yeah, no, just a cereal. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Let's do another one. I usually have a little pecker.
Eric.
My breasts are large and plump.
Me.
You should get me really hot before you eat me.
Seals.
Vagina.
You guys are acting as though you've never eaten seals. Listen, they're delicious. They're hot.
But you got to cook them all the way through.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do. Blubber's dangerous.
Chicken?
It's chicken.
Chicken.
Yes, little pecker. I got big, full breasts.
Okay.
You got to get me hot before you eat me.
I have an emaciated chicken farm. And they have very thin breasts, unimpressive breasts. So you didn't qualify what... How do you know what chicken farm we're going from? It's like this game is like it's too broad.
Ben Glebe, thank you so much for coming in. The host of Idiot Test on Game Show Network, and it airs second season airs tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And obviously the app is still in the App Store. If people don't know, they can still download it, right?
Or you can go to gsntv.com/idiot test or idiotist and take the test. But it's like visual brain puzzles. It's not trivia.
It's crazy.
A whole new kind of game. You won't be able to solve it. The answer is never seals.
Or vagina.
Well, sometimes it is vagina.
Oh, it is.
Backstage. Am I wrong?
Right.
I am wrong because girls don't like me. I could pretend.
At Ben Glebe on Twitter. He's going to be with us hanging out on Dish Nation, too. So be sure and watch Dish Nation weeknights on Fox at on Fox 11 at
6:30.
All right. I believe it's pronounced Dishanation.
Dishanation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I like that a lot better.
Fancy.
You shouldn't mispronounce
makes
your own
thing. Want to watch it now.
Doesn't it?
Before.
Maybe. Welcome back to Dishanation. We're here with Ben Glebe, host of Idiotist.
We're going right back. We're out of here, Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.